Welcome to Always Savvy with Bill Always. I'm a financial advisor at UBS in Phoenix, Arizona. This podcast is your guide for meaningful conversations with leaders across a variety of industries. The format is simple. Our goal is getting you the most interesting information in just a few minutes. We keep it short, but still want you to be savvy. Welcome back to Always Savvy with Bill Always. I'm in New York City today, joined by Tiffany Agar. Welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
So Tiffany is a sustainable and impact investing strategist here at UBS in the Chief Investment Office Global Wealth Management based in New York. Tiffany supports clients with thought leadership, investment advice, and strategy on a range of topics related to sustainable and impact investing. And so that's what we'll chat about today. So let's just dive right in.
Great.
So we've got three questions for you. And the first one, I thought it would be interesting, as someone working in the space of sustainable and impactful investing, how would you describe your role to someone? Because I can imagine that in this part of the market, people come with a lot of their own preconceived ideas about what this means.
That is very true. So I would say in my role as a sustainable and impact investing strategist, I integrate environmental, social, and governance considerations into investment decision making. And ultimately, it's to help clients identify both financial opportunities as well as ways to embed that with positive social impacts. And you're right, people do come in with a lot of different perceptions on what sustainable investing is. So that's definitely something that we talk through a lot with our clients. And it's been interesting because the space has changed so much over time. This is a conversation we were having 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we may be using different terms, responsible investing, values-based, just lots of different things. And who knows what it will be called in the next couple of years. But for us, when we think about sustainable investing, it's both sustainability and investing.
I can remember back when I started in the industry, you were being a sort of a conscious investor if you avoided alcohol and tobacco. That was sort of the limit of what we were looking at. Now the landscape is much broader than that, for sure.
Definitely much broader than that.
So we obviously started 2025 with a change in administration in Washington. So talk a little bit about how that has changed the landscape for your team and where you're looking for opportunities, given sort of where we're at right now.
Definitely. It has been a very impactful, very filling, I guess, 100 days. And it's interesting because we have built an executive order tracker. So we've been tracking all the executive orders coming out of the administration. And we're at over 120, almost 125, and it's been less than 100 days. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely been a very active administration. And it's been interesting because the administration has taken on a lot of different paths when they looked at executive orders. So there have been some that have focused on energy production, looking at expanding more traditional energy production in the states, some that's looking at climate change, things that are looking at DE&I programs, changing over, you know, the federal workforce. So all of that has been really interesting for our team to pay attention to. And really what we're focused on is how was that impacting some of the fundamental drivers? And so for us, when we think around some of the executive orders on energy production, we see that as potentially complementary to the renewable space, given that a lot of this focus on increased energy production is delving into how do we support the increased energy needs that we'll need to manage AI and all of the electricity that AI will demand. And so, sure, there will definitely be some additional capacity from traditional sources, but we also see renewables continuing to play a really important space in providing the needs, sort of the electricity needs for AI. And often that renewable energy can come to market quicker than opening up, whether it's, you know, natural gas or coal. And so it helps complement and fill some of those immediate gaps that we need.
And then since we've got you here, I thought it might be kind of fun for you to dispel some myths, because I think there's probably a lot of misconceptions about what it means to be a sustaining and impactful investor. So what are some things you think people need to know about?
Definitely. One thing, I guess the first thing that I would say is that sustainable investing doesn't have to sacrifice financial returns. I think that's one of the big questions that we get is, how will this impact my portfolio? And a lot of what we do and what we think about is, how do we bring market rate opportunities to clients that help impact different sort of social or environmental considerations? And how do we help people sort of bring their values to that space? So for us, we definitely see an opportunity to achieve market rate returns as well as providing positive social and environmental impacts. So that's one that I would say is really important. And sort of to that end, right, there are ways in which sustainability can be really important to a company's business model and can be really advantageous. as well as managing the risks from ESG sort of helps position companies to be stronger going forward. And then if I were to think about maybe another risk that's really important is just, you know, it was actually to the point that you mentioned earlier, back when people started thinking around sustainable investing, it was a lot on exclusions, right? Mm-hmm. So no alcohol, no tobacco, no firearms. And now it's really thinking around, okay, how can we embed it into our company, into our business model? How do we use sustainability to make us stronger? How do we think around maybe leaning more into thematic realms, whether it's, let's say, water or specifically energy or education, financial inclusion? How do we think about delving into those topics more specifically rather than just excluding certain sections from a broad universe?
Yeah, I'm super excited to work with your team because I think one of the interesting thing is the role you play in looking at a client's portfolio and then coming back and sort of helping them understand, well, where are you at in this moment in your investing and what changes might you make that then maybe align a little bit more with your social perspective. So super excited to continue to work with you guys. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much, Bill.
My name is Bill Always. Feel free to reach out with any questions about your financial needs. You can reach me at william.always@ubs.com. Always is spelled A-U-L-W-E-S as in Sam. Have a great day. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about products or services we offer. For more information, please review Client Relationship Summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.